Adam Show.
And the Beloit International Film Festival. We are broadcasting live from Beloit this morning. We also will be just talking a lot about one of the great emerging international events, folks, coming right here from in Beloit. And we are broadcasting live, by the way, from the Beloit Heritage View on Riverside Drive here in Beloit. If you're coming down to the festival, you want to stop in, say hello, come on in. We've got chairs here. You can meet some of the filmmakers, have a cup of coffee. We have many filmmakers lined up for you this morning. Ken Regetz is busy right now grilling one of them. come on, Ken. And our first guest, we're going to talk about a documentary, the true story of the Comet Model Company. It's an amazing story, and if you're into, I'm into that stuff, Ken.
It is a very interesting story.
And I'm fascinated by it. We're going to be doing that. We're going to be talking to some of the folks who have helped make this happen, the Beloit International Film Festival, and I'm going to give you a little tip about our first guest right after our break here. This event is being mentioned as an alternative to Sundance, and it's getting play in the New York Times, and we're going to talk to one of the folks responsible for that as the Stan Milam Show continues with Ken Regetz from the Beloit International Film Festival, the Beloit Heritage View on WCLO and WCLO.com.
He's the hand-picked successor to Jay Leno on The Tonight Show. Find out what else is going on in his life by reading our Conversation with Conan O'Brien inside this month's Renaissance Magazine. Plus, Tai Chi, exercise for body and mind. New year, new rates in Social Security. Recipes with a taste of citrus sunshine. Travel drives to Chicago. Recommendations from the Book Muse and more. It's all inside this month's Renaissance Magazine. Available now. Go experience your Renaissance.
When perfectly timed passing and precisely executed shooting requires consistently excellent coverage of basketball, trust one station to bring the rock to the rack all season long. Bucks Badger at High School Buckets on WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Stan Milam and Ken Regetz from the Beloit International Film Festival.
Stan, I got to say, first of all, I know I'm at the movies because across the room from us is a popcorn machine, and over on our left is a concession stand with all sorts of candy. So we're ready to
go. We're here, and folks, come on down and join us at Beloit Heritage View, a beautiful facility here on Riverside Drive. And folks, I'm telling you, if you have not been to Beloit recently, you need to come down and you need to see what's happening here in the state line city. One of the things that continues to happen and has put Beloit on the map for many, many years, of course, is Beloit College. And we're pleased to have with us now Ron Neef, who his day job is Director of Public Affairs at Beloit College. But Ron, you are now also in your spare time serving as the Public Relations Director for the Beloit International Film Festival. And congratulations are in order, sir. You have generated a lot of media interest in this from coast to coast, and tell us a little bit about some of the hits you've got.
Well, I think one of the great things, and thank you for having us on, one of the great things last year was when the independent film industry picked up on this and started talking about it, talking about the selection of films and especially the way in which filmmakers were treated here. A lot of the people who do documentaries and shorts, you know, they wind up following the limousine with the feature film directors in it. We send a limousine for every filmmaker that comes in here. In fact, we provide limousines for all our guests that come to Beloit. You park your car here, we'll have a limo pick you up and take you to the various venues?
Just a minute now. Ken, did you get the limousine treatment
this
morning?
I didn't get the limousine.
Okay, well, maybe media is a
little... I came down to my car that needs transmission work.
Well, we'll take that over and have it taken care of.
All right, yeah.
Ron, I want to say, Stan, you're talking about this getting attention all over. You know, I'm a film collector and have been a film buff since I was a little kid. You know, I'm in touch with people all over the place, and I've been getting emails from some of my friends around the country and across the ocean, and they're saying, you're in Wisconsin. Is that Beloit thing anywhere near you? I mean, they're hearing about this all over the place. A friend of mine, she's a librarian in the heart of New York City.
This is a great story you were telling me about.
And she emailed me and asked, are you near Beloit? Because she'd read about this thing.
Yeah. Well, one of the great stories was somebody here ordered a film they saw on PBS, they sent in the order, and they got the invoice back, and scratched across the bottom of the invoice was a note from the director of the film saying, you're in Beloit. Sounds like a great festival. I may be coming. You know,
great. So, well, I think you've done your job, Ron, if you've got people identifying Wisconsin as it relates to Beloit.
Yep.
That has to be...
We've been trying to do this.
That has to be the ultimate success for a PR person. And again, Ron, it's always...
anywhere near Beloit.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure working with you in your role with Beloit College, and we've enjoyed that relationship for many years, and we hope to continue our relationship with you and the Beloit International Film Festival. Again, great job. You've got the word out. It's up to us now to make sure that folks have a pleasant stay here in Beloit, but I think the staff at the Beloit International Film Festival is doing that, and we're looking forward to doing this for many, many years to come.
So are we. So thanks so much for having us, and we'll see you at the movies.
Okay. Ron Neef, Director of Public Affairs at Beloit College, and he is serving as the Public Relations Director for the Beloit International Film Festival. We will be back, and we're going to talk about the Comet Model Company. Is the subject of a documentary here at the Beloit International Film Festival.
Fascinating, with a local connection.
There you go.
Fascinating story.
The Stan Milam Show with Ken Reggetts on WCLO, WCLO.com.
Carpet One Floor and Home is rolling out the biggest saving of 2007 during the price rollback sale. For a limited time, save 10, 20, up to 65% on the best brands of flooring. Carpet One's 1,000 store buying power and manufacturer price reductions make this the best time to buy. Save on carpet, hardwood, tile, laminate, and more. Plus, make no payments for 1 year with free financing for 2 years. Hurry in for the price rollback sale only at Carpet One Floor and Home. Finance offer for qualified buyers. See Carpet One Janesville for details.
Is Alaska travel on your wish list for 2007? Travel Quest has an 11-day Alaskan cruise tour, June 11th through 22nd.
Hi, this is Carla Olson. Join me on this breathtaking 7-night Princess cruise to Alaska. We'll stop at many cities along our way. We'll take the train to Denali National Park, where we'll stay for 2 nights at the Princess Lodge. Then it's off to Fairbanks for 2 nights for a riverboat cruise and a visit to the Eldorado Gold Mine.
Call TravelQuest today at 754-6630 for your Alaskan vacation.
He would come home after a hard day and just start in on me, you know, like, hey, how's your day? How was school? What you got going on? I mean, it gave me the chills.
My father would drive me all the way to the mall. He wouldn't stop until we were right in front of my friends. And oh my God, when...
I wanted to go to Europe, and he seriously made me get a job to pay for it. And that one time...
He insisted on taking us to the movies, even though he knew Steven totally worked there and I was totally in love with him. And
the time I got this wicked, cool scorpion tattoo on my shoulder, not even the whole arm, just the shoulder, and he grounded me for 2 weeks. 2 weeks! And oh yeah.
When I wanted to major in ceramics, because I'm like way good at it, my dad told me I'd have to pay my own tuition. Like, duh. How am I supposed to earn that kind of dough making pottery?
Embarrass them. Horrify them. Freak them out. Don't worry. They'll appreciate it. Eventually. A message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council. Have you been a dad today? For more information, visit fatherhood.org.
I'm Jim Silbernagel.
And I'm Tony Jason. We're the hosts of the Real Wealth Radio Show from Wisconsin's only statewide homegrown Real Wealth Advisor Network.
Listen in Saturdays from 5 to 6 a.m. or 24/7 on WCLO.com. Click WCLO to go, then Real Wealth Radio.
The Stan Milam Show with Ken Reggetts. We're back at the Beloit International Film Festival. It's time now to talk to our first filmmaker of the show. And, Ken, I'm just going to turn things over to you. You have been doing the pre-interview, and take it away. We're going to be talking about the Comet Model News.
Here's That's Ken. Right. And I've been having a ball here. Nancy Kapitanoff, did I say
Correct.
It right? Do
yes.
I win anything?
Not up to me.
You have a local connection here. Your father is from Beloit.
Right.
And he grew up, and did he create the company? The Comet?
No, he didn't. There were two boys from Chicago, from the west side of Chicago, who were the original founders of the company. And then the third partner was a man named Louis Kapp, who was my dad's first cousin. He was not born in Beloit, but he grew up here. He went to high school here. He was a debate team champion from Beloit High as well, and he was the third partner, and he was the one who suggested to my dad in 1933 that he might want to work for the Comet Model Airplane and Supply Company.
And now your dad took some movies of these things, and this is what we were talking about off the air. You never know what you're going to find, and some of these home movies are now getting a lot of respect. Library of Congress is recognizing the historic significance of these things. And, in fact, and I wrote a note down because I didn't want to forget, there's a gentleman on the Internet. He's a fellow film collector, and he collects home movies.
Uh-huh.
And he is putting up one home movie a day on this webpage for the whole year. He started January 1st. It's called Unfiltered 20th Century Light.
Uh-huh.
And it just shows this huge array of Americana
uh-huh.
from all walks of life and places and things, and they are very significant, and you found some gold in your dad's movies.
Exactly. This sounds like something that would fit on that website. But my dad, he had a movie camera, 1939, maybe a little bit before, but what I've included is from 1939, 1940, color, 8mm footage where he went out to some model airplane meets and shot some of the competitions, and a little of the exterior of the company, which was located at 29th and LaSalle in Chicago.
Wow.
The men walking out of the front door of the company with their coats and hats, looking somewhat like Al Capone's gang, but they weren't.
And you said color, so that would have been Kodachrome, and that does not, people think color in 1939.
Right.
But home movie Kodachrome was very common, and Kodachrome does not fade. It holds its
exactly.
colors beautifully.
So exactly.
It probably looks terrific.
It looks pretty good, especially on HD projection.
Yeah. Nancy, did your father's home movies inspire you to do the film and become a filmmaker, or as a filmmaker you decided to use your family's home movies?
Well,
chicken and egg question here, I guess.
This is my first film, actually, as a director and a producer. I had worked in television many years ago doing research for documentary producers. And then as a freelance writer, I have written about film for the last 15 years. And so, yes, his footage did inspire me. And it was also, my mother was the bookkeeper at this company from 1936 to 1941. And she had letters from her friends after she married my dad and moved to Los Angeles. Her friends from the office wrote these letters about what was going on at Comet Model during those years. So it was a combination of the letters that I found and the film that my dad had shot. And after my dad died in 2002, my family, my brother and sister-in-law and nieces, we all went through the film. Mm-hmm. We wanted to preserve it. We put it on DVD. And looking at some of that footage, I thought, I have to do something with this. There's a story here.
Did you then have to just start to learn a whole new skill set, or did you have some help along the way in a staff? How did
both.
That all?
Okay. Both. Having worked in documentary production, I understood the process of putting together a documentary film. But the first thing I did was buy a new computer, a Mac computer, and I started in their easier editing program, iMovie, and then moved into Final Cut Express and then Final Cut Pro. And would go into the Apple store once a week and get some training on how to work with that. But mm-hmm. I did, once I got something going, I did get some help from professionals who know the technology better than I do, or editing, to beef up the editing.
Now, this is really an age-old story. You're using the latest technology for this, but you're getting started just the way so many other people did in the movies 80, 90 years ago.
Exactly.
On Hollywood. And so I guess the more things change, the more things stay the same. And here you are at the Beloit International Film Fest.
Yeah, it's exactly what you say. That's exactly what
happened. Are there local cast members in your documentary? Or is it just the original local connection?
Well, the original there. I have a cousin, Art Kapitanov, who lives here. He's not in the film, no. But in terms of local Beloit, unfortunately, most of these people are not living anymore.
Okay.
You know.
No, you're talking about footage from the 1930s, 40s, around in there. So.
Right. So.
Well, tell me how important it is to. Well, first of all, has the film been viewed? Has it been unveiled? Or is this a debut here at the
Beloit?
It's
not. This is the fifth film festival that the film has been accepted to.
Well, how has it been received in the previous festivals?
Very well. In two of the festivals, men who were teenagers in the 30s who built these planes have come to these film festivals, sought it out, and written reviews for their different publications. They belong to clubs. They're still flying model airplanes. Mm-hmm. They're writing about them. They're enthusiastic about the history. They're pleased that somebody's trying to preserve it because they feel it's just slipping away. And they haven't seen the film footage that I have. One thing to mention is the company, one of their major designers was a man named Carl Goldberg, mm-hmm. who is like a rock star in that field. And anybody who was flying model airplanes at that time knows that name. And I have some just fabulous footage of him at that time. Mm-hmm. So,
how important is it to be here at the Beloit International Film Festival, and what is it that you hope to take mm-hmm. away from here?
Well, it was certainly important for me, given that several people who appear in footage in the film came from here. When mm-hmm. I saw last year that Beloit had started a festival, I wanted to try and apply then, but my film just was not ready at that time, so I waited, which is a good thing, you know, because it got better as I worked on it more. And but what's really important is to have people see your film and have different responses to it and to talk to the people who have seen it and see what they think.
Well, let's make sure that our listeners know when it's playing and where.
Okay. The 20th, which is Saturday, tomorrow night, 7:30, Richardson Auditorium, and Sunday at noon at La Casa Grande.
Well, we sure want to make sure that folks get to see this. The Comet Model News, it's got some local connections. I think any of us guys that flew airplanes, mm-hmm. we're connected to it immediately. Mm-hmm.
Flew the model airplanes or wanted to fly the model
right.
airplanes.
Right.
Well, fly is a relative term.
Well, yeah.
Most of mine augured in, but it wasn't the model company's fault.
No.
I should also say this is a 15-minute short. It's
yes.
the first in a series, and there are several other good films, all very different, in
okay.
this group of films.
Well,
so.
And we're going to be talking about that later with Ken and get some definitions on short, but it's 15 minutes?
15 minutes.
Okay, so you said it starts when?
Saturday night at 7:30 at Richardson and Sunday at noon at La Casa Grande.
All right, folks, make sure you get to those locations at those times to see the Comet Model News, a documentary by Nancy Kapitanov. Nancy, thanks very much being with us. Ken, I think we've got our first film, a must-see.
Absolutely.
An absolute must-see. Nancy, thanks again for being with us. Enjoy your
stay
here in Beloit. I hope we get that limousine. Ron has said he's going to have that limousine for you, and hold him to it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much. Nancy Kapitanov, filmmaker, the Comet Model News. Folks, be sure and see it. We'll be back on the Stan Milam Show with Ken Regetz on WCLO and WCLO.com.